I gotta have my husband text me a picture of the dogs.
What do you mean? Oh, because they're getting groomed?
They got groomed.
They got groomed. I would just like to say, welcome to the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
Can you text me a picture of the dogs, question mark?
The reason she's asking is because, well, you guys know, we have these dogs that all came from the same litter, and Jen has two of them, and I got one too when we were perfectly fine with our golden retriever, so we really had to mess it up with these neurotic labradoodles.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you
they're great.
But they do seem more neurotic with short hair. So that might have been Daisy's thing all. Okay, they're labradoodles, and let me tell you the look those dogs give you is not one of intelligence or knowing.
No.
So now that the hair is cut out of their faces, I'm like, "Oh,
these you are, see into my soul."
No.
You think they're not very smart?
I mean the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Meanwhile, my golden retriever looks into my eyes and I'm like, I'm like, do we need a good cry?
I know.
And then she'll lean her long nose on my forehead and we just like cuddle. Oh, whereas I feel favorite. Like Daisy's like, just look the other way. I'm going to pickpocket. I just want to steal something.
Yeah.
Let me shit in your shoe.
Well, I still like these dogs, but
they're fine.
It feels like there's 8 pencils just following me around because their legs are so skinny and long.
My God. Jen tried to do an at-home haircut with one of them, who literally is the cutest, biggest thing. I think you got the best of the bunch.
He's like this.
He hugs you like a human.
And he's got this poof of hair. Like, he literally looks like he lost 60 pounds or something.
Smelled terrible for 2 weeks.
He did.
He has his hair is like the it's so matted.
He is the Adam Duritz of dogs. That's what this guy is. And he's a lover. He is not a brave dog. And when he got on the mobile groomer's bus, he shat 3 times.
I was going to say, he shat his pants. So like, bad. That guy's like, oh.
The guy's name's Papo, and he came out, and he was like, has he not ever been to a groomer before? Yeah. I'm like,
nope.
Why?
Just like, me. And just, that was a traumatic experience.
Crap, like
it looked
pounds.
Like Jen just held clippers in the dog Ryan by really fast, like 40 times. And she was like, I got what I could.
Yeah. It's like, you know how you get a lot of wet grass stuck in the blade if you mow too?
Actually, if we're talking about hair. Yes, I do.
And then you get a chunkier look than you want.
And you leave it in the shower and everyone's like, what is this? I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah. I'm going to show Kristen a picture because they're different dogs now. I have to get to know them and love them in a new way because they are not my, like, crazy beast that they were.
It's startling when they get their hair cut. And then with the dog groomer, it's funny we're talking about this because, you know, the movie Cruella, this is not an ad, by the way, but I'm just saying it's out now.
Yeah,
well, it's out. And it's in theaters, but you can also buy it through that Apple thing where you pay $30 or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
man, I'd pay $30 just on Sour Patch Kids if I was going 100%. To the
theater. Did we say where people can listen to us? Do we have to do that later?
Anywhere you listen to podcasts, you guys.
You can find us.
I can't hold your hand for everything. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook or
Jen
our website.
Jen means that in not a chastising way. What she's saying is welcome. We're happy to have you.
I just can't imagine anybody's listening by accident.
They're their voices. They're definitely naked. That's what they're thinking.
I need some porn.
My 8-year-old daughter thinks that Cruella, she literally looked at me like straight in the face and was like, Cruella's the worst one. And I looked at her and I go, I think you're right.
I've said before, I think that like people who are mean to dogs should go into a giant Cuisinart in a town square just to deter people from doing something mean to dogs.
Yep.
So I
what kind of
do
person,
not disagree with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she is not wrong. She is not wrong. So I'm not sure that Cruella is the right thing to see because she's very sensitive. So Finn and I.
Well, maybe there's some sort of divine justice or character change that evolution that happens. Because we're going to rent it too. And you know my kids.
Oh, we're all going to need. I'm like, oh God, how much do you get into the puppy space? Because then I'm going to deal with this kid in my bed for 8 days. But let me tell you, Finn and I, my son, I'm really proud of my son lately. He's a tween, so it's up and down in terms of likability, but
the odds are not in his favor.
Not in that space, but he's like really becoming a good piano player, which I think that's neat. And like, he's a really good sports. He's doing well at sports. The reason I'm saying this is he's never going to be a doctor because he cannot handle anything that would cause anyone to be mildly squeamish. Like, If you pricked the tip of your finger and there was a little bit of blood, I think Finn's going to, he's out for the count. So Finn and I were on a dog walk and we're walking and I noticed this thing in the somebody's yard, which is weird because if there's roadkill, it's on the street, but this was in somebody's yard. Uh-oh. And I like had him hold the dogs because Daisy smelled it like 20 feet away. Our golden retriever was like, there is something amiss, but I'm going to walk slowly. So I walked up there and it was half of a something, like half of either I'm hoping it was a possum. Okay. It might have been like a cat.
I know it had to have been the lower half because you would know better.
It was the lower half
because
I would know if it was the top half. Ooh. So it was just the legs and it was down to the bone. Ooh. But I was up there going, oh God, I was thinking it might have been our neighbor's cat. And I was like trying to get a better look. Meanwhile, I look back and I'm like, cat, Finn, maybe? Stay with me. Stay away. He's like, so we get home. And what do you think the first thing he wants to tell Eleanor is? Eleanor, we're walking. We saw the grossest thing. This half-dead cat without legs was ripped apart, we think, by a coyote. And she insta starts crying. She goes, oh no, that poor animal. And I was like, we don't know. We're not sure. It might not have been dead. And Finn was like, you could see its legs, Mom.
That is what I don't understand with
it. They're the worst. Brothers are the worst.
Because he honestly... Dash will torment Delilah about the thing that scares him.
The most.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Trying to give yourself nightmares? Like, you can't give her a hard time about the thing you're scared to death of.
Yeah, you talk two senses. You're the one like, back into the room.
I know. You're going to come into bed with me and be like I did too much time thinking about disembodied faces in my closet. Yeah. That'll freak anybody out. Come on.
Finn just could not let go. And he was like, oh, yeah, you could see the bones and there was gushing blood. I was like, no, see, you did it to yourself. And now you will never go be a medical doctor, which that's fine.
My brother.
Who is in town. Which is also our subject for today, visitors. Is.
So he's very on my brain.
And he's awesome.
He is so awesome. I have so much good to say about him as just a human and as a house guest.
Yeah.
So he is super squeamish too. Like he has a, would be a doctor. Because listen, he has a undergrad.
Yeah, it's not for the lack of smarts. Yeah,
he has a math degree, an engineering degree, an MBA, and an electrical engineering degree.
Which he's about to get. Is this an additional?
No, this is the electrical engineering
degree. He's literally getting an electrical engineering degree from Germany. So it's not even like the first language.
He studied it in another language to show off.
Yeah, they're like a Gutenschnagen. And he's like, I'll figure that out.
Inched my way through a liberal arts degree.
Same. I didn't even walk with honors. I was like, I think a 3.2 is all right.
Basically, mine was just good for my credit to show that I could do something for 4 years.
Yeah, mine
which
was five.
Was actually
but
five.
It was supposed to be in four.
Yeah, but he's like smart, but he is so squeamish, like a needle or something like that totally freaks him out. But we were talking the other day because there are so many coyotes.
There's a lot because of the pandemic and everything's opening up. Great, great. But because the restaurants have been closed, like it's been this weird thing where like nature has been starting to take over. Yeah. So I was on a walk and I saw one that I was like, that's weird. There's a dog without a leash walking in the neighborhood. Why is it staring at me? Why is it staring at my small new quarantine dog?
A leather jacket with a popped collar.
Yeah, like why is
that guy
smoking
a
cigarette? Like underneath.
He looks like a ne'er-do-well.
Yeah, what is that guy? And then I was like, that is a beep coyote.
You get closer up to him.
And I just chat myself on the way to Papo's.
From a distance, they look like a dog, but up close...
They don't look like a dog.
I was telling my brother, he's like, why do you have all these clubs outside?
Oh,
like,
God.
Random golf clubs.
God.
And I'm like, because there's coyotes. And I told him, I go, I have this conversation with my husband. I probably had it twice, where we say, how many coyotes do you think you could fight at once? Like,
how many does he think you could fight at once?
I think I can do four.
Give me
I tell you.
How does that happen? Protecting one of your dogs, maybe. Protecting one of your kids, for sure.
1,000.
Four is a lot. They are scrappy. They'll jump on your hair.
My adrenaline would go. My nerve damage would kick in. And I would not feel the bites. I would just be able to, like, do... Because I am useless in a normal situation, but really good when it's, like, high stress.
I'm the opposite. I'd run inside, save myself, and I'd feel terrible about it.
Kids, try and get over... Yeah. Put your finger in its butt.
I would just audible from the sidelines, safely from the distance inside of my house, and I'd be like... Get it, swing at it, go, sorry, get it, swing at it, kill it. Like, I would hope for the best. I would let the kids in eventually, but I'd be like, I don't know.
I would grab a coyote by the ears, and what? I would say, it is you or me, motherfucker. And then I would eat its face like a crazy person, because I would lose. I was protecting my dogs or my kids, I would love to
say I am this person. I told you I got in a – my dog, who I loved, got in a horrific dog fight. His fault. Dog's fault. At the dog park. And I did not know what to do. I literally was like – I was stunned. I just stood there with my hands out. My eyeballs were big. And I was like watching my dog rip this other dog apart. Meanwhile, my dog had been attacked 2 weeks before. I did exactly the same thing. Yeah. I literally
– He was acting out.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, I am awful. But I do think that like in a case like that – I'd run. I'd run in. I would think about it later. I'd feel really bad. Well, I'd be like, you guys, I'm sorry I locked the door. It was panic.
In defense of your dog. Yeah, just in case. Coyotes, they're wily. They're wily. They can figure out how to open that door.
Finn would be like, I can ninja him. I'd be like, this is your time to shine, my friend.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. Get it.
I will say in defense of your dog that hurt people. Like she had just been attacked.
That's not an excuse.
Like the week before. I will say if I'm at the dog park and there's like an evenly matched dog, they're not going to fight to the death. That's not their nature.
You don't think they will?
No, two dogs about the same size are just trying to get worn each other.
Like it's like two guys at a fraternity party. They got too drunk and they like the
same
girl.
They're going to hug and be friends later.
Yeah.
But a little dog with a bigger dog, the little dog will probably get killed. So you do have to kind of like
this is you guys enjoying our podcast? We're just trying to lift everybody up.
Yeah.
Bringing everybody up into high spirits thinking about a dog getting murdered. It's fun.
I know.
But anyway,
sorry.
You told your brother how many dogs.
I can
Britt
fight,
says four.
I think four. And Britt said four, too. Which
how
feels,
many do you think I could really, if it was really push come to shove, can we agree that I would run?
I think it could be four, but I think you would tell later that it had been eight.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What do you think this? I don't know. Have you met me? Yeah. What fun is it if it's just four?
I absolutely
like,
think.
Add a few in.
I know for a fact that if there were like, I don't care if there were 10 coyotes and you and Eleanor were on a walk with each other, you would put her behind you. You would rip off like a picket fence post and you'd start swinging it like a
Yeah, and
mad
then she'd
woman.
Start crying because I killed a coyote.
Yeah, and that's, I think you would, like you can be of two minds. I think you could probably console her at the same time. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. She'd be the worst one to have with me because Finn would just pass out and he'd be dead weight and I could carry him. Eleanor would be crying and like pulled in two different directions. Like, don't hurt him, mommy. I'm like, why can't you just sweep the leg? I'm going for the jugular.
Because we had one in our backyard and we don't have like a gun in our house. We have a BB gun.
Yeah.
Well, this is, if anybody's listening and wants to break in, that thing that looks like it's a handgun is not because...
It's a BB gun or a pellet gun or a paint gun if you're having a really good time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Whatever you're... A paint gun.
Paint gun. Have you ever seen paint gunning? Where they...
Oh, yeah,
the pellets with the paint.
Oh, but this is like... It looks like it's a handgun.
Yeah.
But it's just got BBs in it, which is great for coyotes because it does make a loud pop noise. I think it would like scare them off. Like
you'd think that. You're in the woods. I drove to your house and there was a deer next to my car and I started crying and it was majestic and beautiful and the most intense thing I've ever seen. I was like, I miss Nebraska.
Yeah.
It was awesome. She lives in like the woodsy hills of suburbia. I don't know.
It's the three blocks of Los Angeles that doesn't feel like it, sort of. It looks like the woods.
That's
kind
why
of.
When there was a coyote in our neighborhood, I was like, dude, there's a Panera two blocks away.
You took a wrong turn, man.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Are you maybe going to be a neighbor? Did you get the place across the
street?
We're
checking out a 3-2
really
down the way. Yeah.
Okay,
well, there was
so,
one in our backyard, and my husband had the BB gun, and I had the... a golf club because kind of you can make like a loud
that
noise
feels
on
like
the fence.
The opposite.
And like,
your husband's a very good golfer.
Exactly. But what do you trust me with? Like, I mean, from a distance, I feel like just let me swing into the wind. But as we were both like following the coyote down to like the end of the driveway where I couldn't, or not the backyard where I couldn't see it, I turn to my husband and I go, hold on, what are we going to do? Beat him to death? Are you going to like shoot him with this pellet gun like 900 times? We're not hunters. What are we doing? And in the time we had this conversation, he had like jumped over our 8-foot fence, by the way. That's how like wily and cunning they are. But like, what were we going to do? like, I don't know, kindly escort him out, or we would have had to, like, fight him.
I
don't know.
I think that's a real position when you get there and you're like, I should have thought this through.
Yeah.
It's like, I love those videos if you ever want to feel like the world is a wonderful place. It makes me so happy to watch the videos of, like, Mother Nature coming into the backyards of people. Like, there's this one of a black bear, and she comes into the backyard of this woman who just planted new flowers. And the woman was so conflicted because she's like, I just planted those damn things. So she got out there and screamed at the bear, and the bear and her had this, like, scream off, and the bear went back into the woods. She's like, I just planted.
There is a new video out of a bear trying to
get the puppies.
Oh my gosh.
And that woman pushes the bear. I mean, there's just, that's why I always talk about, like, you know, people where we're from, like farm people, like,
yeah,
if you deal with livestock, they just get so good at dealing with nature as a, in general. By the way, if you've ever been to Australia, everything there is literally poisonous or huge.
It's like,
it doesn't make any sense.
And
they're the nicest people, and they're fine with it. I think they literally, like, take a, like, tarantula off their shoulder, and they're like, it was just a daddy long legs.
I don't know how they do.
Literally, I mean, kill you with venom.
God love Australia, but what is it? A petri dish? How does that happen?
I don't know, but I went to the zoo one day, and I walked up, and there was a spider web with a spider in it. I'm not exaggerating, the size of my hand.
Yeah.
And at first, I started looking at it like, this is so cool. They have these interactive zoo things. And then I was like, wait, I'm not in the zoo yet.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that hanging there? Is this just out?
Australia's like Jurassic Park, whatever that island was. It's like
thanks.
Like, it's lost in time or something. Because anytime you see, like, here was a poisonous snake in a toilet, it's always Australia.
Yeah, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Nicest people you've ever met.
Sure,
best
for
eggs
sure.
on the planet. I don't know. Here's the problem.
Really
I
unassuming,
say that.
Kind people. It's true. I've never met an Australian I didn't like. They're like Mormon people. They're just kind.
Also, very into fitness. I'm not going to say that. I was just, like, maybe perusing the beach a time or two. And I was like, how are all of you hot? Just as I was taking pictures for my kids and husband. It was fine. I thought that for 5 seconds. Anyway, back to your brother.
Okay, so my brother's in town visiting. He lives in Germany.
Oh.
And so before this, literally, I hadn't seen him in like a year and a half before the pandemic.
Right.
Because he moved to Germany.
Yeah.
And
we were still touring.
So he took time to, like, he was going to stay for like 2 or 3 weeks, whatever. And I kept calling him saying, like, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Like,
there's something going on.
Like a pandemic or something. And he said, listen, as long as the borders aren't closed,
everything's fine.
Everything's fine. So day later, literally the day
borders
before he was supposed
closed.
To come. Yeah, they shut the borders. And my husband always jokes, like, over the last year and a half, he's like, you know, if Jeff would have had a schedule to leave like 2 days before, he'd still be here.
Because
he couldn't get back.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's some family members that if that happened to me, I'd be like, you gotta take the risk.
We bought you a house.
We bought you a van.
Yeah. That there's an RV. Go in there.
Enjoy the country on my tab.
Yeah.
Please.
But he finally could come. And since it has been so long, he's staying for a month.
So cool. Yeah. I forgot that he was staying a month. And I'm such a dork that I like think of him as my own brother. So yeah. Every time I see him, I talk too much and I'm excited. And I'm like, do I have to leave now?
I'm positive he thinks of you as his sister. That is how he thinks of my friend, any of my close friends. He's always like that. He's like,
he's so warm. He's, and Addison too is like, his husband Addison is this wonderful, jovial, ornery Texan who I love and who gives me an enormous amount of crap because I don't like gravy. And he finds that upsetting. And so we have this weird, I think we're into year 4 of making fun of me about it. I don't like Thanksgiving food. And that's controversial.
Yeah, he fundamentally
DM us.
Disagrees with not liking gravy.
He brought over a dish to our house that was like, here's a cheese on cheese on cheese on cheese with queso cheese on
Texas
tortilla
recipe.
Cheese dunked in ranch
thing.
Hey, we know you're trying to lose some LBs.
Yeah.
Here's a test. I was like, is God watching? Is this literally like highway to heaven?
Here's the funniest thing to me about Addison, and I know he's listening because God love Addison and Jeff. They are biggest fans.
Yeah.
No children.
First time I ever got anything from Tiffany's was from them. That's all I'm going to ever say ever.
Dog parents. But here's the funniest thing about Addison. Number one, that he now speaks German with a Texas accent.
That's amazing.
Hilarious. But also that he's like the sweetest, like, cuddliest, nicest person who has two bullets in his chest currently because
he's big.
He's a big guy. And he got carjacked and they were like, give me your new like Dodge Charger or whatever it was. And he was like,
nope, I'll take two in the shoulder.
I'm not going to do that. And he got shot and they were like, this is too close to your heart. So we're going to leave him. So don't mess with his kindness.
Steal someone's Dodge Charger.
Casey's like got her. I know
it's insane.
Mouth is gaping open, but I know he's a. You met him, right?
Yeah. She ate the queso. She's from Texas. Yeah. She wouldn't gonna miss that.
The sweetest person ever. And he's like, so nice. No, I'm sorry, not today.
I'm not giving you my car.
Give up my car today. And so he didn't.
Like, and they were like, let me put two. I'm gonna take that. You know what that was to him? That was your pellets. He was like, I'm the coyote here, buddy.
He's from Texas, too. He knows what gauge it is. He can already calculate in his head the blood. And he drove himself to the hospital, you guys.
He's like, they're barely puncture wounds.
Yeah, because he was like, this new car, I don't trust anybody else to drive it.
I really love my Dodge Charger. That is a screaming endorsement for the Dodge Charger,
by the way. He might kill me because I don't know if it was a Dodge Charger. What was the other one? It was definitely like a muscle car.
There was a Dodge Charger, and then there was a... They both look the same.
They were like old muscle cars. Yep, it might have been.
They look like a GTO, but it wasn't. Yeah, it was a Charger and then
Challenger. It might have been the Challenger. Maybe. I don't want to be wrong.
We might be wrong, but whatever. It was a muscle car that was super hot. And you know what? I would have probably taken I would have ran for my Honda Civic. I'm not going down for that or the RAV4. Absolutely not. You can have it.
I don't know if I've ever had a car that I've liked that much ever.
If someone tried to steal the RAV4 when I was in it, I was like, hey, let me save you a lot of time. And you're going to be good with God. You can have it.
Yeah.
Just don't I'm going to report it and get I'm going to do a little bit of bad dealing and you're going to do a little bad dealing and I'm going to come out with a much nicer SUV.
Kristen's like, here's the key. There's also valet, but I'm missing this second fob. So
you're going to have to take it in and get the belts fixed because those have been, don't go on the freeway with it.
She sticks a little bit between fourth and fifth, okay?
You are on your own. It's going to run forever. It's a RAV4.
Go ahead, kick the tires, see what you think. Yeah, because if they would have gotten in it, they'd
and then
be
I
like,
been, you know what? Let me give you $500 for the to go fix it. You know what? It's going to be more than that. I'm going to give you $2,000 to take my car. I'm going to give you
$2,000.
Hold
on. My deductible's $5,000.
Do not shoot me.
Yeah.
Because my arm won't take it. Because I have not worked out in a very long time.
Oh, God.
It'll just hurt my feelings.
Kristen's got two bullets in her chest. That turns into 12 when she goes to retell that.
Actually, it started out as one pellet. And it ends up as 12 bullets. That's what. And then I'm like, shit, Jen's here. I can't tell the real story. Damn it. She's always.
I don't know. I don't know the difference
Jen,
between.
Remember when it's bullets? It was bullets.
That's all I need to hear.
Pellets.
Honestly, you could have told me it was. I don't know what size they were or anything, but it was bullets, not pellets. And that's enough for me.
Well, it must be really nice having Jeff walking around your house, being with your kids.
And I know everybody's like, they're starting to have people visit again.
Yes,
if
we
they
did
didn't.
Too.
Yeah, like see family again. Because like my sister-in-law came.
Yes, Lexi.
Which was awesome. And there's some family that you can have at your house, which both of them are. And I think it's like siblings keep each other on the straight and narrow. They like... I always say this about like boys and girls specifically as siblings. Like I think men benefit from having a sister because they're like, oh, she's tough. She's hurt me before. Like there's a little bit of like built-in respect into the equation, you know. And my brother's seen me lose my shit so many times that he's like,
here we go.
Yeah, let's. I know what hill I'm gonna die on, and it's not gonna be over it's Chili's or CPK. Yeah, exactly. So like he's just a good-natured, calm person. But he said he's been going through this evolution where, because I always feel like I have a long fuse, and then when I go, I'm a maniac, you know. He's always been that way too, but he's like, I'm not doing it anymore. He's like, I'm not going there. He's like, for whatever it was, like the last year, like our dad dying, all of that, he's like, I'm just done getting upset.
We have had guests too.
Yes.
My friend from literally my childhood, like I've known her since. I think we went to daycare together. We definitely went to preschool together. So total 20 years.
I feel like she's my childhood friend too.
Here's the thing. Jen and my friend Lynn are very similar in that they are both very girly. And she loves talking with Jen about that stuff because I think she knows that it's just kind of lost on me. Like, she sees me like self-focused. I'm like, I don't know.
I'll tell you how much we love talking about girl stuff. So when I saw her, I brought her a bag of like a face mask,
foot mask,
lip mask, eye gels, all of that, and immediately gave her my eyeliner.
Yeah.
Or my brow liner because she forgot hers.
Oh my God. These two. So she has four boys and they were all like boom, 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 boom. Four, yeah. And they're giant. They're enormous. The youngest is 15 and the oldest is 23. And only three out of the four of them came. But it was her husband, the three boys, Lynn, and then a girlfriend of the oldest and named Autumn, who was darling. And they're all so big. They're such big people. So Finn's in heaven, right? He's like, oh my God, these three boys, and they all play football and they're big and they're and then I gotta tell you, there was a little conversation between Delilah and Eleanor that they had crushes
on. What?
Eleanor had a crush on Hunter, and Delilah had just discovered feelings for Brady. So they were both in the pool, and all of a sudden, Eleanor had told me she thought Hunter was a fox or a babe. This is what Eleanor will say. She'll say, I just want you to know that I think Hunter's a babe. she's a 1940s.
She does, because Delilah said that she saw Eleanor do the big eye cartoon thing. And so it must have been at Hunter.
Playing it like mom, real subtle. Ooh, this is how subtle my daughter is. I noticed that Eleanor, and I'm like, I love that she told me, because my son doesn't tell me anything. So she told me, I think Hunter's a babe. And I go, okay. What are you going to do? And she looks at me and she goes, I'm going to be myself. And I go, great. I go, I would like to point out there's a 12-year age difference that I'm not going to support this, but you can think he's cute. So all of a sudden they get in the pool and Eleanor disappears. I'm like, what's going on? All of a sudden Eleanor comes back dressed as a mermaid.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, oh God. Oh no.
I'm going to be myself or a mermaid. I haven't decided yet.
This thing away. I got to say, I took it away and I told Jen I took it away because it binds your legs. And who knew?
Kristen told me this. So I didn't want to be uncool, but I am uncool. So when I see that
Eleanor has the mermaid,
she's a mermaid.
I
was like, oh, is that hard to swim in?
I go, Eleanor, I took that thing away from you and I just didn't throw it away. I had hung it behind a hook and she found it and there was this sparkly top. I was like, what are you? And then I was like, oh, there's. And so Delilah and Eleanor were in a corner talking about boys.
I guess I should have known, because all of a sudden my daughter had quickly developed a love for football and knew how to play.
It was playing.
I walked by the pool and her arms are up and she was going, I'm open, I'm open.
And
I was
like, what? And you know what? She would have taken it straight to the chops and would have delightfully fell down and been saved by those heroes. They're so cute.
She's a little damsel
in
distress.
But it was so nice to have Lynn here and Ryan here, because I haven't seen her in like 2 years. I had the incident where I told her that her mom had died and her mom did not die. That was a whole thing. If you haven't listened to that podcast, we'll talk about it later.
But if you guys met them, you'd be like, they're exactly the people to be like, no, that's okay.
I think she was like, you know, at first it was wasn't great. And I was like, I'm still so sorry. All I did was said sorry like 500 times. But she's so warm. And I think when you have friends come, it feels, here's what I'm trying to say. Right now, more than ever, it just feels like the Band-Aid you need.
Yes.
Because like it feels kind of weird at first. And then you're like, oh my God, I need to be connecting and talking and looking and having the kids play and having everybody like have drinks and good food and get back to it. Because it like warmed my heart, and everybody getting into like belly laughter. And, you know, it's just so fun. And, you know, she has the boys, and she doesn't get any girl time. So when she sees Jen, they're just both like talking super fast about eyeliners. And the boys were like, oh, I don't want to disturb her in there. And I'm like, it's better you not go in.
They're
in the middle of eyebrow pencil.
She's the kind of person that you could talk to for 12 hours and then be like, I don't feel like we had enough time.
She is. And she's such a mother. She's such a motherly, nurturing. And she even sits and stands like this, like kind of goddessy mommy that you just want to be around, and she like makes you feel safe, and she has this wonderful voice, and she laughs like Betty Rubble, which is makes me so happy. And so we walked the neighborhood together, we had breakfast together, you guys came over, and it did my soul all sorts of good.
That's what I was thinking about my brother being here. Like, my brother has already cleaned up vomit and dog poop off the car, yeah. like the carpet. And he doesn't, like, it doesn't worry me or I'm not embarrassed about it, you know? I'm like.
I pay for two different cleaning services before Terry comes into town.
I know.
I'm still a cat on a hot tin roof before she walks in. And she's not judging me. I just know how, listen, mother-daughter relationship is.
They're.
I just know what's going to happen. It's going to be just a few minutes before there's some words that she might say that don't have any meaning to them, but I extrapolate passive aggressive behavior.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, you know, she's like, well, this, you know, I just do things differently. I'm like, what does that mean?
I do things differently. By different, I mean better.
But my mom and dad are up on their feet, like, cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cleaning. And you know so what? Nice they also don't want to deal with me. They're like, we've had a lot of time together. I would like to spend time with your kids and your husband. Yeah. So if you want to go to the mall, and I'm like, peace out. I'm good.
Well, that's exactly, like, Jeff is so, he's so laid back and he's so chill. And having him here, and also that it's a long enough visit that I don't have to, like, rush and feel like I have to get everything in.
How wonderful, a full month with him. And he's so nice that you're going to just feel so good. You must just feel like.
I do, because he's also, like I said, he's the most supportive person. I wrote these down on my phone because he said these two things to me in one day that, like, I
say
have
nice
not heard
to all the time.
He really does. He said,
how dare he?
You've shown remote. Hold on, I fucked it up, you guys. I want to say it how he said it. You've shown remarkable patience this afternoon.
Aww.
How nice is that?
That's
you
super
guys?
Nice, and it's his tone. It's not. There's no sarcasm.
No, he said it like, I've observed you, because my kids are both sick and they're mad that they can't go to school.
Yeah,
they are.
It's hard.
They have, like,
everybody's
big cold.
Sick right now, and it's not COVID. It's just freaking what comes with life, which is colds and snot and colds and snot.
And then he said this, which I was like, holy cow. I looked at my husband like, you don't say anything like that. Okay.
I know husbands get in so much trouble. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So my brother, we were watching that big Lego build show. What's it called?
Yeah.
Lego Masters. Challenge. Yeah. Lego Masters. Okay. So my brother hadn't seen it before, but loves Legos.
God.
So we've been watching even the old ones.
The first one. Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
The first one this season?
Yeah.
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 Dash. My son, who I thought loved me, goes, I don't think the moms are going to win.
How dare he?
Exactly. And my brother turned and looked at him like real slow. He goes, why? Because they're too busy taking care of everybody else.
Dashiell goes up and writes in his journal, dear diary, I've had it wrong the whole time.
He felt so bad. He really did.
I know. It's fair.
It was a joke gone wrong, though. And I was like, do you feel bad? He was like, yeah.
That's okay if they feel a little bad. You know, there's a little bit of honesty in that. Like,
I knew he was,
like, okay.
Ribbing me. I just didn't expect my big brother to, like, come in a big brother like that. You
that's
know?
So sweet.
He was so sweet.
My brother has never been out to L.A., but he sent the kids. I, at one point, was like, stop. Because he sent them, when we went into full lockdown, he sent them like six giant Nerf guns. And at this point, and everybody can have their opinions, we just had not done those yet. I was on the fence about them because I was like, you know, whatever. They were, I didn't know.
Well, they're a commitment.
They're a commitment. Also,
the Nerf pellets gall darn everywhere.
My
you
dad,
will for
yeah.
years.
My dad was like, what? Is this a fancy form of fertilizing your plants? I go, no, it's a freaking Nerf bullet from
archaeologists
will
be
gonna
digging
find Nerf bullets.
And be like, what was this?
Also,
this
when
not
kids
feel like
get
an efficient
Nerf guns,
weapon.
When kids get Nerf guns, they're like, go for the eye. Go for the eye. They don't care. They're not trying to, like, hit the body where it's reasonable.
Yeah,
or the target that we bought you.
Shoulders down and all they hear is shoulders.
They're like, I've got a pellet gun. I'm going to use it.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get that coyote in the eye. So, so my brother sends six of these awesome Nerf guns. And I'm not going to lie. Eleanor's was pink and she got a vest and it had ammo strapped to it. And we had safety goggles on. We sent up the backyard and we had a full, like, shootout. And it was the most cathartic thing. I unloaded on my children. And by the way, I am a very good aim. I'm pretty good with not a 12 gauge. What's the other one? A 22. I've got excellent aim. And from when I went and did virtual reality gun shooting, I was very good at it. So I'm just going to say this. I shot my kids with Nerf pellets like 400 times. And at the end, I was like, I kind of like you more now. They stayed. They didn't jump the fence like coyotes do, but they stayed and I made them popcorn.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I think that's what you want in terms of like child protective services.
But he is also,
them to stay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's on
it depends on the day.
Matthew will call Eleanor and she's obsessed with his dog, Cecil. And Matthew, she'll FaceTime him. As she does everybody, as you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your husband always. I'm like, Eleanor! She'll just find a random number. She'll be like, I'll see what they're doing. I don't know. Maybe they're, you know, who could be on the other end of this phone call? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
It's my husband.
It's Brett, husband. Who's yeah. like in the middle of work. And he always answers. And she's like, there you go. If he didn't answer, I wouldn't call him all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like,
he's
stop calling
really,
random.
Really happy to see me and
I
does
know.
A bit.
We gave her the hard press when he was out of town. I was like, he's working. So she calls my brother and he stayed on the phone with her for like 45 minutes while he cleaned his barber shop in Lincoln, aww. Nebraska, by the way, Hensley's barber shop. Hensley barber shop. And he stayed on the phone with her for 45 minutes until he got home so she could see Cecil.
Aww.
You know, and Megan's the same way. They send so many cute things in the mail. She's in Boston. He's in Lincoln. And they make, you know, your family and your friends that are close to you, they just like, they put you on planet Earth in a way that's like hard to explain. And you just, the second they give it to you, you want to give it to someone else, which is also a really good thing.
Yeah. And maybe it's like, it's not that like, absence makes the heart grow fonder, but absence makes you appreciate them when you
totally.
Finally get to see them again. Because I just forgot, like, my brother, I was like, you want me to order food? He's like, I'll just have, like, a turkey sandwich or something. Like,
oh, my God,
it's so easy. He's literally, like, whatever there is in the cupboard, like, he's happy to eat it. He's like, I'm just happy to be here.
So easy.
It reminded me of, like, when I was a little kid, we used to go to my grandparents for, like, weeks on end, like, over the summer.
As you do.
And when we were there, we would always, like, there would be some like card game or something like that we would end up like playing every night, something that we would always watch on TV, and then like some craft or something like that we would end up doing.
And it's a dreamy.
Yeah, it was
my
so...
brother just like farted on his hand and put it on me and said, isn't it weird that it still smells?
Well, my brother wasn't
actually
leading
the
charge.
I farted on my hand.
Yeah, that's well, we have yeah.
You could fart in a jar and it smells bad for a really long time, in case anybody's wondering.
Is
Go
that
ahead.
True?
Yeah, and a bag. You can fart on your hand and it definitely smells bad. Not that I know. Okay, I've done it 40 times. It's fine. I'm not going to tell
like
my kids
you know.
That.
No,
can
don't.
Everybody just forget I said that? That's not a life hack.
I'll never
that's
forget.
That's just disgusting.
It's like
oh, God. Oh, here we go.
You guys, that's the sound of a joyful
home right
there. How many
kids
right
is
there.
That? One, two,
I count
three.
Four.
Why are they all going upstairs?
There's so many kids here right now. I can't count.
Sorry. Oh, they left the fridge open. God bless.
Kristen is momming very hard right now, so hold on. I'm going to grab more wine. I'm about to have half this bottle.
Sorry, guys. I'm back. I was doing some mom situation.
I told everybody you really were momming very hard in that moment.
I would just like everyone to know that I do feel like I mother the way a coach that's good coaches. Like,
go, come on.
You know, my
on.
Hands are on my hips. I'm encouraging, yet I do seem somewhat perturbed. There is a fine line between being like an angry coach and just being one that like shows love. I'd like to think that I'm the one that shows love, but I do, I show love through stern yelling.
I did not think you were at all angry or yelling there. What
really?
I meant was you were trying to make sure they didn't get in trouble, run down the stairs, make someone cry,
thing to do.
And also shut the fridge. But with my brother being in town, it has been this wonderful, like, comfort, fun, aww. Relaxing feeling that I used to have going to my grandparents' house. Like, we really are playing lots of Yahtzee. We're like doing all these, we've done tie-dye. I mean, they did that with the babysitter, but like we decorated our 4th of July tree.
Talk about the record player. I think that's so neat.
I want to do a story about it.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
You got to do like literal, like that's neat.
It's so my dad's turntable, which was And it's so funny. I turn into him when my kids are trying to touch it. I'm like, don't touch it. There's so many moving parts.
They'll ruin
it. Drag that.
They can't touch it.
I mentioned to my brother, just mentioned to him, it would be great if he could, like, help me figure out who to take it to like, get it working again.
Yeah.
Like, because it was missing, like, the needle and the part of the arm, like, that whole, like, unit, whatever yeah. it is. And
let me just
to hook
say
it up.
That Jen's dad was, like, a music aficionado. But not only that, he was beyond just that and was into how music sounds. And so it was very important that if you were listening to a record that it had like perfect sound.
Yeah.
And so there was an engineering behind how he even listened to records. Therefore, your brother Jeff is very much the same way. He's very into
totally.
The whole science behind listening to music, which I think is so dope.
Well, he had all this stuff sent to the house so that he could get it running. Like Amazon sent it to the house, like so that it would sound good. Something just came today, like this thing to help like clean the records, because I have some of my dad's albums. My dad had like 40,000, and I have like 50 of them at my house.
Don't
which
tell
is,
people that they're gonna be like, where are they?
You know what? My brother and I had this conversation. There's a few my brother wants. There's probably some that I want, and then the rest we just want to have
rest.
Go to good.
I'll take
homes.
The rest. Alabama. If you got that in there, I'll take
of
that.
Of course, he had everything. He had
yep.
everything.
I'll
if
take it
If it is on vinyl, he had
Eddie
it.
Rabbit,
and
I'll take
also,
that.
No, I'm not giving you Eddie Rabbit.
You, how dare you?
That.
You don't want it. Nobody wants Eddie Rabbit.
I do. You know I love Eddie Rabbit.
Okay, fine.
And I love A Rainy Night.
Okay.
So he would put a piece of paper in the front of the album, like in a slick, that rated every track.
Oh, my God.
And it's so fun.
It's like
to
a
see.
Guy that likes baseball reading stats.
Totally.
It's
it
just
was,
joy for the list,
yeah.
for the person doing it. They're like so into it. I'm not like that about, I guess I'm kind of like that about TV shows. Like I can go
yeah.
for days.
You know,
people are
all
like,
of
is
them.
She
yeah.
still going? Nobody wants to talk? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
But that was just his thing. So I have, and I actually have all these albums where he had like several copies of the same album. So I put them in a stack for Colin for his, I wish I would have brought him today, but.
He'll love that. We've really enjoyed the record player. We're not fancy like you. We bought like five, and it's literally the five albums all people should own in their lifetime. Take a swing at two. I bet you get two out of five.
Yellow Submarine. Wait, is that what
no,
it's called?
No, Beatles.
Sergeant
yeah,
Pepper's.
The Beatles, Sergeant yeah. Pepper, for sure.
I have that album at my house right now that was one of my dad's copies of that, and it has the Kmart sticker still on it.
It's amazing.
It's $3.45, you guys.
Well, albums are really expensive.
Yeah,
like,
now?
Now you go yeah. in, and we're so used to digital music, but it is fun to go put a record on and play it. Although, we're not from the generation of listening to vinyl, even though our people would like to think that we are, but
I am.
You were, because we would do like eight tracks.
Not as like a teenager. No.
Tapes.
Yeah, but
for
my,
me, as
yeah.
in high school, it was
and
CDs.
Yeah.
Where you'd have the thing, the zipper.
But my dad was so into it that we all had our own record player in our rooms.
My God,
and
he's
stuff
awesome.
Like that. Yeah. So it's a big deal, and like it has this warm sound to it that's
yeah.
just wonderful.
It's the best.
It's so great. Like, and it's I put it next to that fireplace where like the comfy chairs are and stuff
awesome.
Like that. And it's like got a high ceiling, so it's like this it feels like the 1970s in there. It's
yeah,
so great.
It's a real
and he did it.
70s.
I love
make
that
love
guy.
To whoever you want to.
Can so are we gonna make those guys?
Yes.
Out?
We'd like to dedicate our hot flash today
to Jeff,
to
and,
Jeff
Addison.
And Addison.
They're just a hot couple of bears that
hot
are like the nicest human beings you've ever met. My brother, like, I was telling Delilah today, my brother, like, used to work like two and three jobs as he was like going to school, and he would still tutor math.
Yeah, he's good people.
Like, for free to
yeah.
like help people get their GED. Like, he's.
Yeah.
The best of humans. Like, he worked for the power company in Florida, and he would work 24-hour shifts, like, sleep face down at this,
like
lunch table.
No, I'm just
yeah.
kidding.
No, when there were hurricanes and stuff like that, he's like,
yeah, he's
the best of the
generous,
best.
Generous. They're a wonderful couple. They're so generous and loving. Jeff is, they both have such interesting qualities that are their own that together make it feel like it's too much good, you know? It's
yeah.
like they're really special people. And it's also Pride Month.
Yes,
so
we're very proud of them.
Very proud. And
yeah.
it there's no two people that belong more together than those two.
Yeah, they're a really funny match. Although my brother, if you wanted his car, would go, take it.
Yeah, Jeff would be not. Like, I'm not getting in an argument over that. No. Again, I don't know who I am in this equation. I'm either take it or shoot me. But
I think it depends on the car.
It depends on the car. It also depends on can I tell the story later and have it be 15? Can it be I got shot with a Nerf bullet. I got shot with a Nerf bullet and it ended up being 15 actual bullets.
Yeah, machine guns.
Jen, we have to do real fast. We have to do the mom box. First of all, this mom box is dedicated to all you badass ladies out there and a few gentlemen who listen, love, and support us. And I say that from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of Jen's heart, yes. From the bottom of Casey's young, pretty heart, that we feel so much love. And that's me saying that in response to our podcast that had I was a little bit upset about some not nice comments. And I have to tell you, everybody leaned forward with kindness and sent so many messages. But in addition to that, we got so many messages about mom camp.
Oh,
they were
like,
the women are calling and they are saying, make this a thing. So let me tell you, listeners, if any of you work for the cruise lines or Hilton hotels or just a generally nice hotel, and we can put mom camp together, you reach out to us.
Extended
stay, 3-day weekend. If you've got a nice campground, not a shitty one, but like a nice one, we're going to make mom camp happen.
We deserve it, you guys.
We all deserve it.
Yeah.
We deserve time together, and like we get to like, you can talk about eyebrow pencils. I can talk about whether I would, how I would react in a
fierce
situation.
You guys, I have a surprising amount to say about eyebrow pencils.
So much.
That's for another day.
So that's a podcast. Here's the thing. That's a podcast on its own, and that will be where they're like, is Kristen in the room?
I think that we should talk eyebrows because I do feel like your eyebrows reflect your mental state.
Oh, God.
I think they're soft.
And we're done, you guys. We're done. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Stay tuned for the Eyebrow Podcast.